From the network that brought you The Office and 30 Rock, John Lithgow stars in Trial and Error.
I did not kill my wife. Back in the day, I was known as a lady killer.
It's a murder mystery wrapped in a comedy.
Where were you the night Margaret was murdered?
I went to get gardening supplies.
Fantastic. I'm sure they have security video.
One shovel, one tarp, and let's throw in this ski mask.
Trial and Error. After the finale of This Is Us, next Tuesday on NBC.
Stage penis is so 2015. We're back for AfterBuzz TV's after show for This Is Us. We're going to talk about that line and a lot more. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, feel it. It's Barry William, you guys. We are back. This Is Us, Season 1, Episode 17, What Now? We are so excited to be back with you. It's a much more upbeat episode than the last one we were here for.
Yes.
I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane. You can follow me at Southern_Wit, and I'm joined with these lovely ladies.
Hi, guys. I'm JJ Juergens, and you can follow me at JJ Juergens.
Hey, guys. Thanks for watching. My name is Amber Plaster. You guys can keep the conversation going on Twitter and Instagram at Amber Plaster.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Erica Shannon, and you can keep the conversation going with me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby. I'm sorry, I'm just Charleston over here.
I'm loving it, because we're living the way that William would want us to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A fun role happened.
A fun role.
Love that he did that, you guys, that he literally left notes for these two little girls to feel involved and invested in, like, mm-hmm. how to celebrate a life. And he did it with, like, a funeral, and, you know, he wanted to be upbeat. He was a good man.
Yeah, it was perfect. I've actually never heard of a funeral, and mm-hmm. I loved it. I was like, I'm going to think of that now every time I go to a funeral. Like, but, yeah, I thought that was great writing, great idea. I loved that that's the way they honored him.
Yeah,
I like mostly that he's still, like, revealing himself even though he's passed. Like, we're seeing so many other revelations of William through the mailman, through, like, his partner who's telling about the football player that was,
so
you know, like,
cute.
Those kinds of things where you're just like, you never really know, like, how far a person can, like, touch people and reach people.
Right, and that's what I was thinking. I was like, he was only around for a few months, and the impact that he had is something as simple as with the mailman, like you're saying, Whitney, just having a conversation, because the mailman said, you know, people don't just talk anymore, mm-hmm. which I think is very true, but just the fact that William was that kind of person, and you believe it.
That mailman scene was one of my favorites of the night, mm-hmm. just because I thought that, I mean, that day player nailed it. I mean, he really...
I wrote in my
notes.
His
face was amazing.
This co-star is killing the mailman role. He was like, tears behind the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It, totally believable, totally brought tears to our eyes. Like, he nailed it.
And
good job.
Totally, because it's like, I actually took a second to be like, do I know my mailman? Have I ever spoken to, like... I mean, I did where I was growing up, but you don't do it when you get older, you know? And, like, William...
I know mine. He's awesome.
You do?
I do, yeah.
That's great. But, like, William walked every day and probably made this man's life who's used to the same old, you know, thing, his same old routine.
In a rich neighborhood.
No one's probably speaking to him.
Where
and
Noah's
then he meets someone that affected his life in such a way that he, like, asks about him, and he's upset, like, genuinely, like, crying
he
over
was
a
shook.
Man.
Yeah,
Now, let me ask, do you think, if not for William, he would have knocked on the door... for the pairs?
Do you think
he would have just walked past? Like,
I think Randall obviously has never spoken to his mailman, and that's what hit him.
Okay.
Don't you think? That, like, I think when he shared that story about William, it kind of hit Randall, like, man, what a good dude to take the time to do it. And that's what kind of affected him in a way of, like, that's what I need to do more with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
No, yeah.
To an extent.
Definitely.
To answer your question, I don't think the mailman would have used that. I think it was absolutely an excuse. Pears don't spoil in a few minutes. Like, they can stay out all night and they would be fine. They wouldn't be mushy or gross. They were wrapped up. He totally used it as an excuse to go in and check on Randall.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was so cute.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was just making sure.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Randall, you guys, because I think what a standout of a man. Like, every time I'm just in shock with, like, he is a good man. Every girl deserves a Randall. And every guy deserves a Beth, for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
They're both great.
Together.
Do you know
just
what I mean?
Greatest.
But, like, he's just so good. Like, in the midst of all of this, he's there for Kate. He's there for Kevin and supportive. Like,
I'm almost concerned how much he's there for Kate during his own father's funeral. I'm like, is he holding it in too much? Is he grieving at all? He's very stoic throughout the entire funeral.
I think he had his time on the way back from Memphis.
That's true.
That ride.
I honestly do too. Because and it's not like he's trying to be strong for other people. Like, he's really not. He's felt it. And as we saw, and I think we know it because of the moment he had with his mom. Because he said, I loved him.
Yeah.
It's okay. I had the time. I know that I loved him, and I know that he loved me. So let's talk about that moment, mm-hmm. because for a second I was like, well, she's coming. Is it going to put a damper on how he feels? You know, all of that kind of stuff, because you never know his feelings. I mean, that's some, like, deep-seated resentment that a lot of people would have and hold on to. And again, a reason that I was like, wow, Randall, he's mm-hmm. let that go. He's forgiven.
No, more great writing for me, too, and in the sense of how real that conversation was. You know, I mean, she... It's everything you think, like, oh, man, she was selfish. How could she do that? How could she not tell him about his father? But, I mean, I think everything that is very real that a mother could possibly go through, and I think her being vulnerable and having that conversation with him and saying those things that he did need to hear and trying to explain it, we really get the sense that she's sorry. And I mean, I love that he forgave her, and I just love that I love that it all got out on the table like that, and she needed to say it, and that they were able to clear that up. And
it was so raw and just, like, makes so much sense, though, because she was so honest. I was mm-hmm. scared. I didn't want to lose you. Those are all such valid reasons, too. Like, any parent in that situation, Randall probably could have said the same if it was his daughter. You know what I mean? Like, she was honest about it. Did it make it okay? As she said, no. But she still, it didn't, like, take away her fear. Like, she was afraid.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, in our lives, too, it's like, how long, there are people that do things like that, or maybe do things that aren't right, but how long are you going to keep it over mm-hmm. over them and hold it over them? And, like, you know, you just realize that people make mistakes and you accept it and
right.
apologize.
And maybe even to an extent, Randall realizes if he had met William back then, it might not have been the same.
Right.
Like, William so might have been reasons. At a different point in his life
yep.
where that relationship wouldn't have been formed like it was.
Definitely.
So it was probably, like, to an extent, good timing that he knocked on William's door that day.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love that about the show in general, and I think I mentioned it earlier, just, like, they don't hold on or drag anything out. They wrap it up in a way, but you still believe in it. Like, she is forgiven. Are we going to be dragging this out of her feeling selfish and feeling mm-hmm. horrible for the rest of her life? No, we've wrapped it up. We've moved on with forgiveness, which is such a hard thing to do sometimes in life. And they're going to build and move forward because they're both good human beings. And not only did William teach him those things, but she taught him those things too. And he knows it's his mom. Mm-hmm. He loves her the most. Like, I love that little thing where it kind mm-hmm. of flashback, because you know that growing up, Randall was kind of her pride and joy, like the one that she brought in mm-hmm. and was so proud of. Mm-hmm. And you see how much they love each other and how much he adores his mom. One thing like this, even though how big it was, like, Randall just wasn't the type. And she nailed it on the head, saying, you got your gentleness and your humility and all that from William. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all he needs to hear. He needs to know mm-hmm. he has some of his dad in him.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm so glad we got to see them reconcile for real, because she's a wonderful mom, and I hated to see that resentment on either side. And I'm sure a lot of adopted and foster families go through bumps of that, no matter what age you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know. I think, I don't know, Randall, man. I just loved everything about it. And the moment during the funeral, like, the girls were so cute. But then also him giving that moment to Beth, because I didn't even really think about her, right? Like, oh, Beth and him, they smoked weed together, and they had these fun mm-hmm. moments, but I actually wouldn't have thought, like, oh, she didn't get her goodbye,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I get where she was coming from, and for him to, I don't know, man, they are a good, like, relationship goals right there.
Relationship
they treat each
goals.
Other so dang well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that scene at the medicine cabinet, I don't even know if it was a medicine cabinet, but...
Like, kind of his medicine cabinet.
Yeah, and she was just looking at all of them like, I just refilled these.
She had no idea.
Yeah, she had no idea. He knew. But they were there, and now they have to be tossed away because he's gone. And so I think it all just came flooding at her when she opened that cabinet.
I think it kind of triggered her shock a little bit at the beginning of... I think the beginning stage of grief is shock. Is that right?
It's surreal, I would say.
Or is it denial?
Denial, maybe.
I think it's different for every person, but you do go through all those stages at some point, and it could take years, or it could be, you know. But yeah, I do think sometimes it's surreal. It's like, I don't really believe it's happening, and, you know, that kind of denial, I guess.
And what's also interesting to me is, from what we know, Beth has been through this before, and the fact that it's still, like, because it's
still
William,
wrong.
Because it's a different person, it still can have that effect. It's not where, oh, I understand that it was his time to go and things like that, but... you know, he still had an effect on me. He was still this great person that I got to know for the past few months. Mm-hmm. And at first, and she even admitted, at first he annoyed me. And now, naturally, like, I miss mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think it was great, too, that we got to see what we all thought that he was going to do leaving his job. Because after... they just send him pears after all those years in that incentive card.
And so he's allergic to pears? Yeah, yeah. That was another level. Icing on the cake.
That helped me. I was like, yeah. It's your work. They don't owe you friendship. And then he was like, and you know I'm allergic. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's really insulting. I disagree with this, the work and owe you friendship. Because we have a department of 40, 50. And that's smaller than their company was. Yeah. Like, yeah. When he first started, he said he started with 10 people or however many.
Six, yeah.
So, yeah, something like that. So I call complete BS on a thing of pears. That's messed up.
What,
yeah.
What is the relevance of pears? That's what I don't understand. Like, I could understand if it was, like, an edible arrangement.
It's just, like, a gift. Mm-hmm. It's, like, fruit, people give pears as a gift. I don't know. It happens.
To me, like, Christmas pears are on par with, I got you Smell Good lotion because I don't know your personality. Yeah. It's, like, that kind of gift. It's like, I don't know what to give you, so here you go.
And here's the other argument is, like, he spent, as he said, 20-hour days. Like, your work family, that's who you spend the most of your time right. with. So you would hope that it would be more than just a, I'm so sad for you, but please get back to work. We need you. Like, I wouldn't want to work in an environment like that.
That's they were ready for him to work that night.
It was right. like when he came in with a thing. Yeah. He was like, Randall, thank God. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Your response should be,
the day of the funeral.
Yeah.
Bye.
No.
Right. Like, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be at the office. Get home. Be with your family.
And I guess it's different for every person. I would not be okay in an environment like that. That I would go into every day and then know if something happened to me that someone there wouldn't care enough to be there for me.
Well, I think Beth had a good point. She, you know, Randall did allow his work to treat him that way. He didn't take a vacation in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. He hasn't really ever asked for any wiggle room with his work. So I don't want to give them more credit, but he's allowed to be steamrolled by his work. He's allowed it to happen.
I'm going
to
fight that one a little bit. Like, being in the world, like, at the level he's at with all that money as well, I mean, it's not right, but I wouldn't say he...
I mean, he could have taken vacation for sure,
yeah.
But I think it's more about the relationship in general of how many years this has been going on and, like, I don't know. It's like, that's just...
Yeah, I mean, he let it happen, but that's also the way, like, the corporate America is, and that's part of our problem.
You get stuck in, and if you don't do it,
you're not going to have your job, and he's not going to be able to provide for the family that he has.
And that's what I was going to say. I follow this prominent businessman. He's becoming more popular because of social media. And one of the biggest things he says is empathy takes you a lot farther than being, like, strong or stubborn or whatever. Mm. So I feel like Randall, being at the company for 10 years, there's a level of empathy that should have come.
Yes.
That didn't come.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Because mm-hmm. I think just, like, you can... It's a business at the end of the day. But, like, if you don't have people that value you in a way that's both, I mean, personal and professional, then it's like, why do you want to work hard for someone? Why do you want to, mm-hmm. like, if you don't, I don't know, it's like this connect, for me, maybe it's different for guys, I don't really know, but I don't want to go to work every day and just, like, work, and go home. Like, I want to feel like at least I'm going there to be around people mm-hmm. that we're all ambitious and we're all trying to get somewhere. Mm-hmm. We're all trying to work for a greater, you know, outcome. I don't know. That was a lot for me. I thought that was just disgusting, really. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, bye, good for you. Because Sanjay and Joy, peace, dude. Like,
yeah,
I loved it.
It's
because,
awesome.
Really, I think, in a way, his whole monologue made every single person in there think, like, oh, you're bringing up really valid points. You know that the boss of his wasn't like, oh, I feel fine, let's get back to work. He was like, oh, maybe I should take a second myself. At least that would make me mm-hmm. think that way.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it made Sanjay think that way.
No, and I think those other people, the younger people at the table,
at the
too,
table.
Were thinking,
yep.
like,
is
oh,
this
what
is
are
this
we
worth
like?
It?
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the future selves.
Yeah.
They're like, ugh.
And he makes the point of, in the end, you get one life. This isn't the way I'm going to live it, especially when you don't even know I'm allergic to pears.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
like that kind of stuff, like overarching, like, especially when you don't know me and care enough. Like, why would I want to
know?
No, he knew because
he didn't remember
that's the word. But he didn't know him. You know what I mean? So gross. God, I love him.
I think that the funeral was so well held, and I wanted to comment on the writing before we move away from the funeral, that bit where he said that Randall was like, a soft armrest for the weary souls to cry on. And I was like, the writing on this show, you guys, is so beautiful. Can we just give them all Emmys now?
Yeah.
Can we do that now for this?
There's going to be so much more of it because I'm so excited to see William's writing and see how that unfolds into the story. I'm very excited about that. And that's where I think William will continue to live. Like, we're not losing William fully. I bet we'll get some good flashbacks from him. Oh, yeah.
I love the dream.
Yes. That was great.
Yeah. That was...
I mean, it kind of segues into Jack and how much he had these two great men in his life that he had the moments that they were there on Earth to enjoy. So let's talk a little bit about what Randall and how that thing with Randall and Kate. Because Kate's having a really hard time.
Was that the first scene between just the two of them? I feel like every time they've been around, Kevin's been there too.
I don't know. It's like little kids, they may have had one because she was like, help. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know about adults. I don't know.
I don't know. I just, if that was their first one, I think it was
that
a really
was the
nice
first
one.
Big one, I think, that we've ever seen when they're like, you know, brother, sister, like, love you, care about you.
Yeah.
I'm here for you, kind of thing.
But I always got the feeling that they got along
I think
very
Kate,
well.
But Kate seemed to always get along with her. Like, she gets along with them both. She's kind of the mediator between the Randall-Kevin saga, which has gotten much better, which we've seen, so I'm excited about that. But Kate, in general, we're kind of getting a little bit more unfolding with her and how difficult it is for her to
I loved seeing express. Her kind of admit that, you know, camp was kind of like therapy for her, and I love the way the show portrays real therapy in that maybe you don't have a breakdown at camp. Maybe you have an opening, and it starts coming out in different ways. And now she's kind of starting to, like, late grieve her father. And she kind of admitted to her brother, like, I'm sorry, this is your funeral, and I shouldn't be crying, but I am crying because I went to therapy, and all these things are coming up about Dad. And I was like, yes, that's what therapy often looks like. It's not just, like, one incident, and then you're suddenly better. It just kind of opens you up. And, and I just thought it was so beautifully handled with her character. And even seeing teenage Kate kind of care about her dad in those ways. The actress who played teenage Kate was amazing.
They're like best friends. Her and Jack were besties. Like, she was daddy's little girl.
Do you think she really killed her dad, or do you think she's just blaming herself?
She's blaming herself for whatever happened that night after she's stressing, don't let something happen between you and mom. Like, she put the emphasis on it. It seems to be that.
Yeah, because she said it's only 2 hours away, so I think she's feeling guilty that she's the reason
for whatever
he got
happened.
In the car. So something.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's not, obviously, because Well, we have an indication, but I swear that better not be the way it happens. It's too obvious.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to that.
I do love how Kate was very adamant about having 50 balloons. Yeah. And one popped. Well, and she was upset.
And that's like what happens, though. When you're dealing with so many things internally, you're like, you take it out on like the smallest details, and Toby's kind of like, what's going on? It's balloons. But like, it's so much more for a woman. Toby
and
will realize.
She wanted to do right by her nieces as well.
It was cute. Yeah.
She's like, I have one job. One thing I gotta do right.
Interesting that she gets mad at the person she like can be most vulnerable, but should she try? Like, she's gonna have to open up to him. He's so there for her. He's the funniest dude. I die for him.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, let's talk about his great line because Kevin's play, right? Just like, I don't even know. They're all like congratulating him. Well, let's just talk about Kevin's play.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to the best part.
Yeah, because I don't even know what he was referencing.
It was, we'll get there. Let's
okay.
Talk about that. Because Kevin, what do we think about Kevin's play? Obviously, like, you know, he's trying to get it out. This is a lot. Kevin is a lot, actually.
Well, he really wants to impress Brandon Novak, the theater critic.
Which is very smart, because the press is what gets people out and about. Look at Hamilton. You know, they had to have somebody after it, so someone would read it and people would keep going. Like, that's the way it works, or any movie. But
I love that his ex-wife was like, hey, you got me back. You're charming enough. Go get them. And a lot of times performers or musicians or actors will kind of wait for permission because they're used to that. Yeah. And I really liked seeing that. Almost like dreamlike sequence of him barging in and being like, bargained or whatever. I convinced your assistant to let me in. I bribed assistant, even though I don't even know if that was true, but it didn't matter because he was like, I'm using all of my charm right now for what I want. Yeah. And like, I don't know, who knows if it worked or not, but like,
it
was
doesn't
so
matter because
cool
someone else good was in the audience.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? In the end, you really never know, and you have to put forth the effort and see what comes. And from that, I did think some of the, like, scenes between him and Sophie were, like, a little cheeseball. Like, a little bit.
You didn't like the mole on the back of the, looking for the moles at the end.
No. Then there was one more that she did earlier on, too, where I was like, oh, okay.
Because she's not a nurse. Get it.
It was before. It might have been when she first said break a leg or something like that, and she said something else with it. I don't know. There were two things where I was like, those are such lines.
I know.
Or the charm. Maybe it was the charm. You charmed me back into your life. You know, yeah. I don't know.
I just felt like they were talking a little too loud in that diner. Or whatever they were eating at. And maybe I'm just sensitive to it, like when I watch TV.
I actually thought that as well. I feel like I've heard her voice echo, and I was like, geez, they're talking a lot about him very loudly.
How funny.
But maybe that's just something
with me. We don't know.
Yeah, that's just something with me for TV shows, because I notice that a lot.
But I'm glad that he went after the critic. I'm glad that he went back to the play. I don't know. That takes a lot of courage, man, to bail on a play and ask to beg to be back in it. And
it also took a lot of courage for him not to share why he did that. But when this guy's calling him a 40-year-old, like, wash-up who just wants to, you know. Yeah. Like, that takes a lot of courage to not throw his brother under the bus and what happened there to, like, help himself.
I love that Kevin's not only being loyal, but he's being protective of his brother in this episode.
He's coming around.
Yeah, definitely. I like to see these changes.
From episode one till now, somebody has made some strides.
This show sure can do that.
That's awesome.
I knew I would, Kevin. Kevin, I have high expectations for you, and they will never change. I love what you did this episode. Good.
I do like Sophie, too. Like, I'm glad, you know.
I do.
I like
them together.
Yep.
So they all are praising him, like you are right now. They're praising him after the show.
Loving it.
And I love that Randall, proud of you. The most proud I've ever been. Like, I love that this is happening. And Kate's just like, whoa. And then you got Toby.
Yeah.
Good job, Kevin. Stage penis is so 2015. Like, what? Because what it had to be, what was the show?
Well,
what
remember was it was the guy, wasn't it the guy from Harry Potter?
Yes, or that it was.
He did a play.
Full front.
Yeah. So I think it was referencing Equus, okay. though,
and
that,
it
right?
made it like flash, like, oh, huge. You could just see him totally naked. Right. It was like,
right.
He's okay. just so funny, so, though, yeah. like what he's saying.
Yeah, because then he just drops him and that's it. Which I love, just move on.
He doesn't feel the need to like dote on him and make him, you know, he's just like, yeah, good job, Kevin. Sage Peace, so 2015. Yeah. It was just really the best line.
It was a
in the
night.
Show. I loved it. I love him. Everything about him. Thank goodness for the humor in the midst of this. Perfect.
So for those of you listening on the podcast, because we know we have a lot of listeners who listen to the podcast only on iTunes, and if you're listening, please rate us 5 stars. But we also have people who join us live on AfterBuzz TV's YouTube channel, and we have a live chat right now, and we had somebody ask, regarding Kevin and Sophie, can anyone let us know what she was checking Kevin's back for?
Okay. So...
moles.
He made the joke earlier, like, you won't let me sleep with you. Do you have any crazy moles that you're covering up? So she was jokingly checking for moles, you know. And then it was like, get to it. And also, it was interesting
because
he's like, here's my other thing. The one little thing with their relationship, because I'm like, this moved very quickly. Mm-hmm. You're already back at it and you're trusting him after 12 years and apparently he's cheated on you. But he's going to wait as long as he needs to wait. And then 5 minutes later,
boom,
clothes coming off, moles being checked, to the bed you go.
And that's what I was thinking too. Like, wasn't she just dating somebody 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the episode, she made a statement about, he's like, you know, you haven't had sex with me yet. And she was like,
well, that was the thing. That's when he said, are you hiding some weird moles from me?
Yeah.
He like joked it that way.
I was kind of like, you cheated on her. You cannot make a joke about how long she's taking to get to it.
They've also been having sex since they were 16 years old.
Yeah.
I don't think it's weird, but it's more
they
like
have that level of closeness.
I'm actually more protective of her because I'm thinking, girl, you're letting him back in really quickly, and you love this guy, obviously, like your first love, your husband. But like, as soon as we see that phone call, it's like, what's he gonna do here when
what
he has the career and he has this girl? I think I'd see if she wanted to come with me or he wanted to come with me, and if not, I would have to pick that.
We can't escape the fact that that was freaking Ron Howard on the phone.
Yeah.
Freaking Howard.
I'm sorry. Richie Cunningham, OP from Andy Griffith's show. Are you kidding?
He was like, literally, he was like, Randall, this isn't funny.
Yeah. I heard his voice immediately, though. I was like,
I did too.
That's not Randall.
And I think that's where you have, you know, when they have the history, she knows that this has been his dream forever. You know, and I kind of feel like that level is where I think you do say, okay, you go do what you need to do. You know, I mean, I feel like you have to understand that. I know it's so hard. But I mean, it's not like it was like, hey, we have this reality show out in L.A. We want you on. You know, like it was like a...
But I think that's the point. They have to do this where it's like, oh, she didn't wait a little bit longer to where then he gets this and he ends up doing that. They had to have slept together. And then she has to feel somewhat like...
Yeah, totally.
Fear of what's going to, you know.
You're going to leave me again.
For there has to be some, like, sort of dichotomy here, and that's what it's going to be.
But now I'm thinking that there's a parallel, possibly, between Sophie and Kevin and Jack and Rebecca about, you know, how Rebecca wanted to go off and do what she wanted to do, and now Kevin wants to, even though he's done it before, but he was younger.
Good point.
So maybe he'll.
And Kevin cheated before,
his mental, too. His mentality might be different now.
I think we'll see, because we saw, obviously, he gets this offer of, like, getting to do something, and he immediately looks down at her. So he knows, like he just said, he came here for you. Like, he's back for that. I don't know. It's obviously going to be a storyline. They're setting us up here.
I also thought it was interesting that Kate and Toby mentioned going back to L.A.
Well, yeah, which I forgot. Like, that's where they met. Toby which just happened to be out here supporting her for a lot of it.
Yep. What does Toby do for a living? He's been gone for a while.
I know. But I guess he's like medical leave probably anyways because of the heart attack.
He's been gone for a long while. What does he do?
Maybe we'll find that
out. What does Beth do and what does Toby do?
I think Beth stays at home.
No, she goes to work.
But she did something before. I think now she's a stay-at-home.
Yeah. I would like to second what I always say on the show. I would like a Beth episode, please.
I love them.
Gosh, any I love old them. Beth, young Beth, current Beth, I'll take it.
I love when she puts the hat on Randall and she's
I love it.
Like, that's like exactly what I just how it should be. I love them so much. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I goals. Agree. Goals. What an episode, you guys. Like, it's so much better than 2 weeks ago when we're like, just we had no smile. We were all quiet. Like, literally emotionally taxed. That and is, now we're back, like, gosh. Yeah. But I love it. Again, they wrapped it up in such a good way, but it was still so authentic and, like, real that it's not rushed or fake. Like, it's just a good dang show. Yeah.
And going back to the funeral, I really love the fact that the girls took it and really planned it out, starting with breakfast. We're going on a walk around the neighborhood with the hats. Like,
cute. The that old was man just, hats.
It was great. Perfect.
I think it was a great way to empower them, too, to see that this... Like, you got to meet your granddad, and you got to have these great memories, and now you're getting to, like, cherish him in this way. Mm-hmm. Like, what a great way to, like, teach them stuff. As he's doing Beyond His Grave, you get the postcard to Beth. Like, the man is not going to be leaving us. We're going to get so many more William lessons, I think, in this show.
I think fun, too, with talking about the girls is just because you also see how... You know, the kids see things kind of the same way he did, too, like, through the eyes, you know? And it's like they had so much... They caught everything, like, catching the hats and then, like, thinking to get everybody different colored hats and, like...
And the M&M pills.
Yeah.
And Dad wear his. Like, that... Yeah. And that, like, how much that probably meant to Randall without him, like, knowing. Yeah. Like, his girls being like, Dad, you wear his real one. It was just really cute. And it is, like, how we all should be living. I know it's, like, a Bible verse, too, but, like, live as if you are a child. And, like, that's what William was doing. And that's what these kids do. They live with, like, no fear and just, like, happiness and, like, do it because you can kind of thing and live it because you want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like we all get kind of lost in that middle. You know, when you were working and you're fighting and you're like, and it is nice to have reminders to go back to
perspective
to the early days and live like you don't know how much longer you have left.
As we all should try. Mm-hmm. It just always something that's like perspective. But then you get back into the grind and it's the daily life and then the there's always moments of it. Mm-hmm. This show's doing a good job of bringing them to us.
At least reminding us once a week what's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish we could watch more of Kate talking to Toby about that experience.
I think we will.
I hope we get into that next week.
I think we have to find out. It seems as if
you think it'll be the finale, or do you think they'll hold it over for one more season?
Well, let's get into predictions and talk about it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I did want to say, before we start predictions, that we didn't talk about how good of a man Jack was in passing off Rebecca.
Oh, Heather.
I mean, Heather. Yeah.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Y'all just made me think about
this all kind of pulls into a prediction in general. Like, at first I'm like, did he cheat?
Mm-hmm.
And like, now we see back on up, girl. Like, what are you doing? Get your hand off. That's the thing. Women need to be supporting other women. You know he's a married man. You're going to find yours, Heather. You're going to find yours. But don't be acting like that.
Well, she was the same one that we saw flirting
with Miguel.
And the, so...
That maybe she was off the maybe she was trying to move up in the company or something.
And this is the whole point. This is why I think that, like, it can't just be something generic that anybody could guess. Because, okay, if he had cheated, I'm like, ugh, we hate Jack. Like, why is this the way it, like, has to go? Like, he's not, they're not doing the things that you would expect some random man, like, something would happen. Like, a car accident because he's been drinking. Or, like, a, you know, a cheating fling. Like, none of that's having to ruin the relationship or to cause the end of it. I don't know. I don't think it's a car accident for some reason, but maybe it is.
I think they said it was a car accident.
They did?
I read something. I saw something where I think Justin, who plays Kevin, mm-hmm. was saying that, like, in all the people he's talked to, nobody's been able to guess it
yet. So it can't be. That's what I mean. I don't think it can be something we could just guess. Yeah,
so I don't know.
If it was the car accident, I don't think it's him drunk driving.
I think he gets hit.
I think he gets hit, yeah, for sure.
But like, I don't think that's, those drinking the cans too were. Easy for us. It's too easy.
But how else would they have him kind of get killed without maybe him, like, overdosing stopped. Or whatever? Like,
maybe he gets stopped.
He's not violent.
You never know.
I think
it's not a violent show, though. I think it's going to be how.
Oh, I was. It has to be something drastic. We're not going to leave hating him
or something. I was thinking he gets in a fight, like he goes to see Rebecca. And he doesn't like what he sees.
Or what if it's just like the wrong Kate place at the wrong
blame
time.
Herself.
Well, yeah, because she still went to see him, to see Rebecca.
If I hadn't told him to drive 2 hours to make sure my mom and him were okay. You know, like, I think that's what she's thinking. You know what I
thought it was going to be? He was going to call and say goodnight to Kate, and she was like, no, come pick me up.
That's what I thought,
too. I thought it was going to be that.
Yeah.
And then he'd have to drive home drunk further to her, and then she would feel bad because she never saw him again.
He's responsible in his drunken state, not picking up his kids and, like, having them stay somewhere.
He was trying to be responsible.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have been drinking in the first place. So, obviously, it has to have something to do with it.
It's not like there was Uber back then, guys.
Right. But I do think, like, it has to give us some sense of finale. Like, they have to have something that's going to lead over into season two, but, like, we have to get a little bit closer to it, at least. Like, where we, like, could it be that? Is he gone? Is this what did it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if it's not a car accident, then what could it possibly be?
Okay, I either have the... I still, for some reason, I thought it was the car accident. But, okay, if not, maybe he goes, he makes it there to see Rebecca. She just gets done playing a show. They're in the, like, parking lot after the show or something, and there's some other sort of bad thing where, like, he gets caught in the middle of some... Either, like, shot by some...
I see that too. Wrong place, wrong time.
Yes, wrong place, wrong time.
Okay, I would take this a little further. Like, oh, reunited. We're so happy. Love you. Thank you for supporting me. They stay somewhere. He goes out to get something from the car or goes out to get, like, wherever it is. And that's when it happens because it's, like, something going on outside. But, like, they have this sort of, like, I love you moment. Thank you for coming and supporting me. I'm sorry the way we left it. And they have that moment, but then he goes out to do something. And something
happens. Because I kind of feel like we need that moment.
I think we have
need
to
the moment
have it.
Where she knows.
And she knows and loves him so much.
Yeah.
I think it has to be something like that. I don't know. We don't find out soon enough.
Hopefully soon enough.
It's enough for keep us guessing, though.
Everything that I can think of seems too dark for this show. Like, someone.
Like, what are you thinking of? Go ahead.
Well, I mean. Just go. What I'm thinking of is, like, I think Kate has to need him because she has to feel blame, so it has something to do with Kate. So maybe Kate's about to jump off a bridge and, you know, he falls or something. Like anything that I think that doesn't relate to a car seems way too violent for this show's tone. Anything I can think of, like him getting shot in a parking lot, still doesn't feel on par for the genre of the show. So, like, I can't figure it out. What is it?
I don't know.
Maybe he has, like, a heart attack.
Maybe.
Or stroke.
But how could Kate blame herself
somehow
for that?
They have love.
In
they
the
have
car,
their
on
moment.
The way there?
Yeah.
I think it's a wrong place, wrong time, unexpected what just happened. But at least we ended on this high note. Because there's no way we can go out not loving Jack. They've already set it up of how much the kid's still loving him, all of that. Like, there's just no way. But, you know, enough speculation. We'll find out when we find out, huh?
That redhead Heather needs to back off our man.
Because she backed off. He made that clear. You're embarrassing me, and you're embarrassing yourself.
Yes.
That had to hurt. Like, wow.
Feel it.
Good.
Feel
yeah.
it, girl.
Feel
that's
burn.
What she gets, though.
I know. Shoot. I know. I agree. I'm
keep your hands to yourself.
That's what women need to do, too, though. Yes. Women need to be able to say exactly what they think right then, too.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing yourself and me. Back on up, buddy.
Well, the fact that she said, you know, I knew. Like, so she had intentions from
I knew
the
something
second.
Going on. Let me bye. Yeah. Girl, bye. All right.
Yeah.
Until the season finale, where can everybody keep up?
Hey, guys, keep the conversation going with me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby.
Thanks for watching, guys. You guys can follow me on YouTube at youtube.com/AmberPlaster22 and on Twitter and Instagram at AmberPlaster.
And you can follow me at JJ Juergens.
And I'm at Southern_Wit. Got one more week, people, till the season finale of This Is Us. See you soon.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.